This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Mike O'Connell is a high school student from Wisconsin. He wrote this for an English theme, and it's a statement of his faith or lack thereof that there are people counting that this guy is true, is right in what he says. He said, "I haven't seen anything that has convinced me that a God even exists. And not only that, I haven't been convinced enough to base my life around or waste time in my day to pray or worship something that is not even real. Once you die, that's it. It's over. Nothing else happens. There is no heaven. There is no afterlife. There is no hell. There is nothing else to it. Nobody died for my sins. I'm here because of my mom and dad, and they're here because of their mom and dad, and so on. There weren't two people, Adam and Eve, for example, which brought us here into existence. And to the people who do believe that are not realizing what's going on in the world in front of them, and they need to wake to the reality that is the world we live in today." That's a high school student, and I know adults who are counting that he's right. They're betting their life and they're betting their eternity that this kid from Wisconsin, Michael O'Connell, is absolutely right. And my guess is they're doing it a little nervously. Because you see, the Bible says this, that God has planted eternity in the hearts of all of us. So do you know what that means? There's something in your spirit and there's something in my spirit that realizes that there is something beyond this grave. Listen to that again. There's something in your spirit, there's something in my spirit that knows intuitively and instinctively there's something beyond the grave, there's something beyond this life. That's why people are nervous as they say, there is no hell and there is no heaven. I just read a passage of scripture that totally contradicts Michael O'Connell's term paper. Let's look at it in particular. Let's look at verse 3 again. "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing." How does your faith grow, and how does your love for other people increase? Newsflash here, you decide. You make a decision that your faith is going to grow. Let me tell you how your faith doesn't grow. Your faith does not grow when you neglect this book called the Word of God. I know men and women who read everything that comes across their desk, anything to do with their profession, anything to do with their job, anything to do with the equipment they're operating. They want to know what they're doing, and they want to have that information in front of you. And you ask those same people, "Do you read this book?" "Too busy." "Do you ever open up this book and study it?" "Don't have time. I'd love to do that, but I just don't have the time." Isn't it ironic that we claim to love the Lord, and yet we never read His Word? We never read the book. Faith is growing more and more, and your love is for every one of you has for each other is increasing. I discovered something recently. Most people think we love people who have value to us. We love people who have worth to us. And if you don't have any worth to us, we don't love you. You don't have any value toward us or can bring value to the equation. You don't bring value to the table. We don't love you. And it dawned on me one day that as Christians, we create value and we create worth in people, get this, by loving them. When you love somebody in the name of Christ, you impute value on them. You instill worth in them because you love them. You say, "How do you know that?" Because that's what God did with you. That's what God did with me. You have value to the Lord, not because you're so valuable, but because He's imputed value to you because He loves you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.